The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, to say a few words about our mindfulness practice, one of the very crucial or very important distinction is that between our ideas of what is and our experience of what is. So we're often thinking about things, and in our thoughts we have interpretations, we have commentary, we project on concepts on our experience that might not be there, or they might be, we confuse the, what's there with our interpretation of what's there. And we have predictions and assumptions and memories, associations with what is, that very quickly gets into a complicated world of thoughts. There's what we think about what is, and then there's our experience of it. And in Vipassana practice, we're shifting the balance to become more and more paying attention to the actual experience of what is, as opposed to what we think about what is. And that requires training the mind to educate the mind how valuable it is to tune into what actually is. And train the mind to distinguish between our thoughts about what is and what actually is. So, one of the simple ways of seeing it is to look at an object that we take for granted that it is what it is until we realize that it's only that way because we think of it, we use it that way. So we have here a bell, somewhat large bell here. And it's, you know, solid, I don't know, copper, bronze, brass, I don't know, a bell. We call it a bell here. Is it really a bell? Is that its true nature? It's always going to be a bell once and for all and unchanging? Is it a bell because of virtue of what it is or how we use it? Because I once, many years ago, was driving through San Francisco in the south of Market, and I saw someone begging with a bell like this. And it was not his bell, it was his begging bowl. He was, you know, so is it a bell? Is it a begging bowl? What is it? And I've known people in Asia, abbots of monasteries, who had next to them something that looked very similar to this, that was a spittoon. And they'd be sitting there giving the Dharma talks, and then they would, you know, into their spittoon. They had very good aim. And sometimes they would eat beetle nuts or something, and the spread would come out. And I don't know how well it would go over in America here at IMC if if I, you know, was chewing...
Maybe in gold country.
In gold country, yeah. To chew tobacco and then just spit it into. So is it a bell? Is it a begging bowl? Is it a spittoon? Is it a doorstop? We can keep a whole bunch of pencils in it. Is it a pencil holder? What is it? It is what we call it. It is what we use it. Its function. And it has a lot to do with. And the mind makes it what it is. It's possible to sit and get very, very calm in meditation. And open one's eyes and see an object, see the so-called bell, and not see bell at all, just see shape and color and texture. And you can watch, you can just see it that way, and you see that the overlay, it's a bell, is a construct of the mind, it's an activity of the mind. It has some accuracy, but it is a construct. So that's innocent enough. But it gets more complicated very quickly, the world of thoughts and ideas and interpretations, and then we start living in that world of thoughts and interpretations more and more complicated way, and so what we want to do in mindfulness practice is learn to distinguish between our thoughts and the direct experience, and have an itch, and just feel it as an itch, and see that thoughts that this must be cancer. Are distinct from the itch itself. It's an interpretation. to hear a sound, and to hear that's a sound that's distinct from our judgment interpretations about what that sound means. So as you go through the practice this morning, you might keep a little more attention to this distinction. As you're paying attention to what happens in the present moment, see if you can distinguish between the thoughts you have about what's happening versus what's actually happening. Your thoughts you have about walking meditation versus the actual experience. The thoughts you have about your breathing versus the actual experience of breathing and meditation. The thoughts you have about being in a building with other people versus what it's like the actual experience if you didn't add a lot of thoughts and interpretations on it. Can you see that difference? I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.